They marched into town by Jonas André Oberpaleiter. They marched into town long before dusk, plodding along the main gravel road. The sun was still burning down on them, their coats, once colorful, smeared with layers of mud and dust. Only their faces, young and old, wiped clean by sweat, seemed fresh. For all their uniformity, their neat ranks as they marched in orderly squares down town roads, they each carried their own grimace. From tiredness to exasperation, some with put-on smiles, others hardly hiding the consternation. The orderly lines were interrupted by mules laden with large saddlebags, wagons carrying loads draped over by leagues of canvas, and the occasional stragglers, tired but nonetheless trying to stride back to their units. As the train passed by, the gaps grew wider and the semblance of discipline disappeared, replaced by disarray. Some moustached men, their shoulders shining with silver strands, tried to return the lot to shape, others stalled with the stragglers. Hardly anyone was on horseback. Most animals tentatively pulled along their headstalls, making one man, a figure of stature saddled on a sizable steed, stick out all the more. He rode behind the first column, head high and face composed, gently smiling, his dark eyes darting for those few that dared line the streets, his hands holding onto the hem of his pristine coat, golden strands dangling from his shoulders. He led no glorious procession, no parade that drew out crowds and lured onlookers into chiming cries. Apart from solitary shouts along the column, there were no cries at all, yet it was hardly a silent march. Heavy boots on gravel scraped rhythmically, the sound of closing shutters preceded them. There was an oppressive air around them, a foreboding fear emanating from their tired faces and the leader's irk-filled smirk. These strangers were not the first to come into town these last few days. A group had beaten them by a few nights and left the same morning. They'd moved silently before dawn, afraid to march openly in daylight, hiding in the shadows, not following the gravel path, instead fleeing through the meadows to the north of the town. They had no colorful uniforms, but were equally matched with the current crowd for dirt and grime, harrowing looks on their faces. When they first appeared a few nights past, they'd come in small groups, as disorderly as disorganized. They carried all they had on their backs, and while that was awfully little, they watched it with great care, never trusting of each other nor the townsmen. The leader was a short, stout man, no shimmering stripes on his cloak, not on horseback, yet his face had been no less filled with hate. The gun he had carried on a sling worn and loaded. They had brought their very own silence to the town, and their very own threats. Shutters had been closed hurriedly, as only a few odd townsmen offered them shelter. They had been no more welcome for most, but they had claimed to be part of the townsmen, part of their cause. They had claimed to be on their side, and they had boasted to all that listened of what they had done to the uniformed men on their journey. They expected young men to join the ranks. Few did. It still felt like a robbery. The theft was not the only one to befall the town. By now the newcomers went about their orders, having ended their march. They repossessed some grain. They took a mule for their wagons. They pried open a door close to them, and they dragged away two men. They pushed them through the alleys, drove them down the streets. They then dragged them out into the meadows. They marched them single file, wrists bound and under close watch, had them kneel in the dirt on a field, blindfolded so they need not see. The man on a horseback had ordered them taken. Retaliation for an ambush, he had said. Retaliation for resistance. Justice. Tired, downtrodden men, weary from a long march, lengthened by ambush, missing their homes far away, faced the duo kneeling on the ground. Musket held in unsteady arms. They knew nothing of the two men's guilt and cared little for justice. Some knew how easily protest would bring them to a similar place. None would dare raise their voice. Others were content with the punishment, seeking revenge for what had been done to their peers. The ambush that had slowed their march. Were they not just returning a favor? Many just hoped that they held the muskets without munition, but every single gun felt heavy. They waited for the fateful command. A single shout. It came. Smoke cleared. Two bodies lay still. The men then had locals dig a ditch, watching as they worked. The soldiers moved back into town, not knowing what the deed had accomplished, what victory they were supposed to have wrought, but their rider called it necessary, complimented them on the execution of the task at hand, called it justice, The townspeople were left awry, shaken in disbelief. None would dare raise their voice. They knew how easily protest would bring them to a similar place. Yet some were left thinking. If the ragged lot of knights before returned, how many more would join them?